This meeting is of the House Community and Regional Affairs Committee will come to order. It is now 8:02 a.m. Thursday, March 9th in State Capitol Room 124. Our members present, my co-chair, Representative Parrish, Representative Westlake, Representative Sadler, Representative Tallarico, Representative Roucher, and myself, Representative Fansler. We have a quorum to conduct business. Please take this time to silence your cell phones for the duration of the meeting. Thank you. Before we begin, I would like to thank Lori Rowland, the House Community and Regional Affairs Secretary, and also Alex Giudice from the Juno LIO, who make sure that we have sound and a transcript for our committee meetings. My committee aide, Mary Schlosser, and Jill Yorty are here to help with any members' needs for this committee meeting. We have one order of business today, the second hearing of House Bill 148, Version D. Since our last committee meeting, we have received one additional letter of support for this bill from the Alaska Municipal League. And everyone should have had that distributed to them. We have the bill's sponsor, Representative Chenault, and his staff, Mr. Tom Wright, here to answer any questions from this committee, as well as Mayor Navarre from the Kenai Peninsula Borough online to answer questions. And we'll start out there. Are there any questions from this committee? I'm not seeing any questions. I will ask a question. Perhaps for Mayor Navarre. Mayor Navarre, are you there?
Yes, I'm online, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Thank you, Mayor Navarre. And I understand one of the things that was asked of you at the last meeting, and perhaps a follow-up, was just to see what the other boroughs had thought regarding this proposed legislation. Do you have any update for us on that?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mike Navarre, Mayor of the Kenai Peninsula Borough, 144 North Binkley, Soldotna, Alaska. In answer to committee questions on Tuesday, there were several of them. One, there are no third-class boroughs in the state currently. We don't have any concerns at all if the committee chooses to amend the bill to include a definition of emergency services as fire and ambulance, and no concerns at all with amending the bill to include a definition of highway corridor as a state highway right away, but hope that it won't attempt to do it within actual feet of the center line, because that fluctuates so much throughout highway corridors, the rights of way and where the private property begins and ends. As to other second-class boroughs in the state, we've contacted all of them. We reached out to all six. No one raised any objections to the legislation. We tried to get written statements, but it was fairly short deadline. The highway service area is a moot point in Mat-Su Borough because it already has area-wide emergency service powers and doesn't need the legislation. No concern to Kodiak Island, Ketchikan Gateway, Aleutians East, or Bristol Bay because they don't have highways. And with respect to the Bristol Bay Borough, my admin assistant or chief of staff, Larry Persley, contacted John Fulton, who expressed no concern at all. And just as a little update, on Tuesday at our assembly meeting, the Kenai Peninsula Borough passed a resolution and an ordinance that authorizes us to move forward with exploring and putting together additional information to bring back to the assembly. If this legislation goes through, we're going to do it concurrently because we think it's a critical issue that needs to be addressed. And thank you, and I'm happy to answer any other questions.
Thank you, Mayor Navarre. If I may recognize that Representative Drummond has joined us at 8:07, and also Representative Knopp has been in the room since the beginning. We do have a question, Representative Sadler.
Actually, Mr. Chairman, it's not a question, but it's a statement. I had raised the issue of potentially more narrowly defining highway corridor and emergency services. I consulted with the bill's sponsor, and with his assent, decided not to provide that kind of amendment so as to provide maximum flexibility in the interest of highway service and highway safety. I wanted to provide the local service areas with the authority to be more expansive and more restricted. So just want to get that in the record.
Thank you very much, Representative.
And I think that I'll further say that there was an analysis by Alleged Legal that said the definition of highway corridor in Title 19 might be very expansive. I think it was 5 miles on either side. So that certainly, if that's available by reference, that certainly provides maximum flexibility.
Thank you very much, Representative Sadler. Are there any questions or comments from Mayor Navarre or for the bill sponsor? Representative Sadler.
Just remember my question. This is through the chair to Mr. Mayor Navarre. If this bill were to pass and become law, is the borough committed to consulting with your assembly and seeking to establish a service area? It's implied, but I just want to get that in the record if you do intend to pursue that.
Thank you, Representative Sadler, through the chair. Yes, we are required to have their approval in order to move the legislation forward. They did, or move the corridor service area forward. It requires a additional vote of the assembly.
And you would bring that that motion to them?
Well, what we're going to do at this point, they passed two pieces of legislation on Tuesday night at our assembly meeting, so we're going forward and gathering the information together, and if we can do it in a cost-effective, feasible manner, yes, we're going to take that to the assembly and ask them to support it. We're really putting that information. We have a lot of data about the accidents and about where the traffic is coming from that's moving through there, how much of it is residents of the community, how much of it is just simply folks traveling through the community. We have some of that data, but we need to really better quantify the costs so that since we're taking money from PILT, which is already fully allocated in our budget, we obviously have to make that case to the assembly and appropriate those funds.
Right. And last question, I guess. I don't follow. I'm going to make an assumption, sir, that the summertime is a high road travel. If this bill were to pass and you were able to succeed with your assembly, would this service area be in place for the summer tourist and travel season? Could it be?
We would. Thank you, Representative Sadler, through the chair. I certainly hope so. That would be our goal, is to get it up and in place. It's something that we've been struggling to find an answer to for quite some time. Logistics of getting the information together and getting it through the assembly, we'll see, but that certainly is our intent.
Thank you, sir.
Any other? Representative Rauscher.
Thank you. Co-chair Fansler. I did talk with the Matsu Borough. I come from the area, and they had, as long as there's no private properties that are to be included in this kind of a thing, they see this dovetails right into a couple areas that they have within the borough, and they have no problem with it. Couldn't find anything that would hinder their operations, such as was suggested before. So I just thought I'd reinforce that idea, because I did talk to Otto Fetter, who is the new director for the EMS there.
Thank you, Representative Rauscher. Any further questions for either the bill sponsor or Mayor Navarre? All right, seeing none. We've already had our public testimony, but it doesn't. I will reopen it just in case there's someone in this room. We're going to reopen public testimony. Is there anyone in the room wishing to testify? There's no one online looking to testify. All right. We are going to close public testimony. And we will move on to discussion. Is there any further discussion from our committee members regarding House Bill 148? Representative Tallarico.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I'll just plain statement for me, especially having previous involvement in municipal government, I see this as being just another tool to add to the toolbox for local governments to actually improve their services, not only for the residents, but for the traveling public. So I'm very supportive of this, and I would encourage everyone to have it move forward. I think it kind of sends the message, too, that we trust those local folks to do that. This isn't a requirement. This is an optional provision for them, so I'm very appreciative of it. Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Parrish.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to say that I also support this. I think it's a fine bill. I think it's a worthwhile bill, and bills should certainly proceed or not based upon their merits rather than whether they're majority or minority. So I'll be happy to vote for this.
Thank you, Co-Chair Parrish. Any other comments or questions or discussion? All right. Seeing none, I will entertain a motion from the committee.
I move to report House Bill 148, version 30-LS0597/D, from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note.
Are there any objections to the motion? All right, hearing none, the motion to pass House Bill 148, version 30-LS0597D from committee carries. And we will take a brief at ease. We are back on the record. The bill packet has been signed by all of our members, and therefore this meeting of the House Community and Regional Affairs Committee is going to be adjourned at 8:18 a.m. Representative Rauscher.
Should be reconvened again. When's our next meeting? Do you know?
Our next meeting will be Tuesday at 8 a.m. The date is the 14th? Okay,
thanks. Appreciate it.
Tuesday, March 14th in this room for Chair Parrish. So we are adjourned at 8:18 a.m.